previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Consumer inflation is up, but has come in below forecasts. For the month of October, consumer prices rose 3.6%, compared with 3.4% a month ago. A panel of economists surveyed by Bloomberg had produced a median estimate of 3.7%. Core inflation, a measure of underlying price pressures, slowed unexpectedly to 3.1%. The key question, will this help or hinder the decision by the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee, which is meeting at the moment to decide on interest rates? For what it's worth, forward rate agreements are now pricing in an 84% probability for a 25 basis point rate cut, compared with 72% before the inflation data was released. We'll find out this afternoon around 3 o'clock. From 3.6% inflation to a demand by Eskom's trade unions for a wage increase of 15% across the board. These are NUMSA, the NUM, and Solidarity, and they go into a first round of wage talks next week. Their reasoning is that Eskom has posted an after-tax profit of 16 billion rand, its first in 8 years. Also hanging over the talks is the intention to break Eskom up into three separate units. The unions are vehemently opposed to that and are refusing to hold three separate sets of negotiations. At the same time, Eskom CEO Dan Marokkane says the process of unbundling Eskom can only be completed if the massive overdue debt it's owed by municipalities is reined in. Interviewed earlier this week at the Bloomberg Africa Business Summit in Johannesburg, Marokkane said the unbundling would not happen unless the municipal debt problem is solved. The plan has been 7 years in the making and has been hit by innumerable delays. On the markets, the JSE has bounced back, with the all-share closing last evening up 1.5%, the top 40 up 1.6%. London's FTSE down 0.5%. In New York, a big sigh of relief after chipmaker Nvidia posted quarterly sales figures which outstripped expectations. The Dow closed up 0.1%, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, the Nasdaq up 0.6%. Tokyo this morning up 3.1%, Hong Kong up 0.3%, Sydney up 1.3%. US dollar firmer at 1.15 to the euro, the rand at 17.22 to the dollar, 19.83 to the euro, 22.46 to sterling. Gold at 4,068, platinum 1,558, Bitcoin just over 92,400, Brent crude oil $63.70 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.